91.3 FM.
All over the place.
24/7.
You're listening to the hottest station.
Power FM.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Party of National Unity and Progress leader Haivi Hamududu has predicted victory for President Hakainde Hichilema in this year's general election. The construction works on the 270-megawatt thermal power plant in Chief Mukuni's area of Kasungula District in Southern Province progressing well. In international news, China, Lesotho pledged deeper cooperation amid changing U.S. trade policy. In sports, Fars mourns former Copper Queens, the captain, Deborah Shamaoma.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Party of National Unity and Progress, PNUP leader Haivi Hamududu, has predicted victory for President Hakainde Hichilema in this year's general election. Mr. Hamududu said he is confident that President Hichilema will win the 2026 general election, stating that the country cannot afford to reverse the progress it has made so far. The PNUP leader, who is part of the UPND alliance, also disclosed that he has put aside his own presidential ambitions to support President Hichilema, hence emphasizing the need for Zambians to continue supporting the ruling party. And UPND Alliance Council of Presidents member Felix Mutati says President Hakainde Hichilema deserves a second term, citing the ongoing developmental works under his government. Mr. Mutati says although the head of state does not need a second term, he deserves it, as the international community is praising him for stabilizing Zambia's economy. He questioned why Zambians would remove a leader who is working hard to improve the country's economic situation. Mr. Mutati was speaking when he led members of the UPND alliance, including the Party of National Unity and Progress, PNUP, and the Republican Progressive Party, RPP, to campaign for UPND Chawama parliamentary candidate Morgan Munda ahead of the Thursday's by-election. Mr. Mutati, who is also Movement for Democratic Change president, urged residents of Chawama to vote for Mr. Munda to promote development in the area. In another development, the government says Zambia has successfully completed its International Monetary Fund-supported Extended Credit Facility, or ECF, program and will now engage the IMF on a new successor arrangement. In a statement, Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Tumeko Musokotwane, clarified that Zambia is not leaving the IMF but has concluded the current program after meeting all agreed targets and completing 06 reviews. The program, which began in 2022, is ending because it has achieved its objectives. Dr. Musokotwane stressed the decision does not mean an end to reforms, fiscal discipline, or responsible borrowing. Government will continue to manage public finances within approved budgets, maintain debt sustainability, and uphold transparency and accountability. He noted that the program helped stabilize the economy, reduce inflation, restore growth above 5%, increase foreign exchange reserves, and support progress in debt restructuring, with about 94% of the eligible external debt already covered. Looking ahead, government will engage the IMF on a new, longer-term program with stronger emphasis on economic growth, investment, and job creation while protecting macroeconomic stability. The minister assured citizens that reforms are nationally owned, will continue beyond elections, and are aimed at improving livelihoods and building a resilient, inclusive economy. The construction works on the 270-megawatt thermal power plant in Chief Mukuni's area of Kasungula District in Southern Province are progressing well. The project is being developed by Goli Energy Zambia Limited and will be implemented in two phases, and phase one is expected to be completed by October this year, while phase two is scheduled for completion in June 2027. ZESCO Board Chairperson Vixson Nguve stated that out of the total power to be generated, 135 megawatts will be connected to the national grid by October 2026. The remaining 135 megawatts will come on stream in June 2027. Mr. Nguve, who toured the construction site, said the project will help Zambia move closer to its target of producing 2,500 megawatts of thermal power within the next 3 years. He confirmed that ZESCO will buy all the electricity generated by the plant, adding that the project has so far created about 400 jobs and is part of the wider government and private sector efforts to address the country's electricity deficit.
This plant here, before the end of 2026, is going to give us 135 megawatts power. By the mid-2027, we'll have another 135 megawatts. This alone, we're looking at 270 megawatts. Deducted from the 2,500 already, we've made a very big step. But the president is a new plant. We are also including the plants that are already existing, the Mamba 300, the Mamba 300 coming again. There are other plants that we have pipelined that will come to add to 2,500 in the next 3 years. This is a typical example of private sector participation. This plant is 100% owned by private sector. ZESCO will take the power.
The Zambia Congress of Trade Union, ZCTU, has called for urgent action to end casual employment in the tourism sector, especially in Livingstone. ZCTU Secretary General Joy Vene said casual jobs are still common in the tourism industry and need immediate attention. Dr. Vene said casualization should not continue, particularly in Livingstone, as the country's tourist capital, adding that workers deserve decent and permanent jobs to improve their living standards.
Even these so-called power hotels, our members, the workers in these hotels, these lodges, are not given reasonable, meaningful contract. It's the issue of 6 months renewed. 6 months renewed. I want to appeal the Minister of Tourism, working together with the Minister of Labour, bringing on board the unions and the hospitality. They just have to quickly call for an emergency meeting. We can't subject our brothers and sisters to this issue of casualization, which we thought is a gone issue, and yet it is existing in Livingstone.
Meanwhile, the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, working with the Ministry of Tourism, says it is considering measures to end casual employment in the hospitality sector. The ministry's principal public relations officer, Mwaka Ndawa, said putting workers on casual terms for jobs that are permanent goes against Section 7 of the Employment Code Act of 2019. Ms. Ndawa says it is worrying that casual employment has become common and warned that breaking the law can attract a fine of up to 400,000 penalty units.
A casual employee is a person engaged to perform work at an hourly rate or can be paid at the end of the day. Such persons are not to be engaged for work beyond 24 hours. When a casual employee engages in employment for more than 6 months, it is considered as permanent employment and their employer is supposed to issue them with a contract of employment. It is worrying that most employers opt to engage in casualization to avoid statutory obligations. We would like to urge employers to abide by the law and avoid casualization, as such attracts a fine not exceeding 400,000 penalty units. We have received reports of casualization in the hospitality industry. We are in talks with the Ministry of Tourism to see how best we can end casualization in the sector. We would like to encourage workers to report casualization to our official platforms.
In international news, as Sudan crosses the symbolic mark of 1,000 days of civil war, the country's prime minister has announced the official return of the government to the capital, Khartoum. The government was forced to flee Khartoum for Port Sudan in April 2023 after the city fell to the